The new comedy film Kate and Leopold was supposed to premiere today, but Miramax Pictures decided last week to open it on Christmas Day instead. The studio says people are shopping later this Christmas and that Lord of the Rings is playing better than expected with women, a big part of Kate and Leopold's target audience. But Bob Mondello notes that the postponement is accompanied by a few last-minute changes.
Kate and Leopold is about a 21st century gal and a 19th century guy. She's played by Meg Ryan, he's played by Hugh Jackman, and pretty much everyone who's seen the picture finds their romance charming. It was originally going to open next February, but the studio moved the release date up because there were no other romantic comedies at Christmas time. That meant rushing to complete the film, and they actually screened it for some press people in a cut where special effects sequences weren't finished. That's how I saw it, and if I decided to review it, I'd have had to go back and see it again in a finished print. But even in what everyone thought was the finished print, there was a story element that bothered some people, an element that director James Mangold wanted to fix even though the film had already screened for critics. The studio then had to contact reviewers and tell them what had changed so that the wrong info wouldn't show up in reviews. The changes suggest a behind-the-scenes comedy nearly as interesting as the movie, but to explain it, I'm going to have to reveal what happens at the very end of the picture. You may not want to know that if you're planning to see Kate and Leopold. If that's the case, I'm going to give you a cue in a moment, after which you should turn down your radio or put your fingers in your ears and hum loudly for 1 minute and 9 seconds. All right, ready? Now. Okay, for those of you still with me, here's how the story went originally. Kate, the Meg Ryan character, has just ended a 4-year relationship with a boyfriend named Stuart. Stuart then figures out how to go back in time, visits 1876, and gets chased back into the present by his own great-great-grandfather, Leopold, played by Hugh Jackman. Kate and Leopold then get romantic, but Leopold has to go back to 1876 because if he doesn't get married back then, Stuart's grandparents will never be born, and Stuart will cease to exist. Stuart then helps Kate follow Leopold back to 1876, where she becomes Mrs. Leopold, which, if you follow the logic of the story, makes her the great-great-grandmother of a guy she was intimate with. All of this is strictly hypothetical, obviously, but it still qualifies as incest, so director James Mangold re-edited to cut out all references to a blood relationship between Stuart and Leopold. That solves the incest problem, but also erases any reason for Stuart to help Kate get back to 1876. I tell you how the new version plays, but as recently as Wednesday, Miramax was still showing the old version to reviewers and preview audiences. Okay, that's 1 minute and 9 seconds. For those of you just rejoining us, suffice it to say that the changes director James Mangold made in the film only affect about 4 minutes of dialogue, but the nips and tucks make a big difference in character motivation. And while he was making those nips and tucks, he also eliminated the very first scene in the picture. If you go to see the movie, you will not see that scene in which Meg Ryan, who plays an advertising consultant, is at a movie preview that hasn't gone very well and tells the director that based on her market research, he needs to change his movie. Playing the director in that scene is James Mangold, who'd cast himself as an in-joke that must have once seemed very funny. Perhaps for that reason, he issued a statement yesterday through Miramax. I'll read it to you in its entirety. He said, "Comedy is all about a relationship between the audience and the screen. It's about how it plays. There was a strand of dialogue which we thought was innocuous, but was in fact distracting some people from the story, so we lifted it. When I opened up the reels for this fix, I tightened some other cuts in the film. These few changes had nothing to do with market research. Our scores on this film were wonderful. It was just about how the movie played for me." That's director James Mangold on Kate and Leopold. The movie will open on Christmas Day. I'm Bob Mondello.